Welcome back to the Stillness in the Storm audiocast series. I'm Jan Alco here with my co-author Sarah Eager. So, Sarah, in our last audiocast, we talked about empowering ourselves. This audiocast feels like it builds quite naturally from where we've just been, because once we start to own our inner resources, the next question is, how do we connect with them? And with the world around us.
Yes, and I think connecting is one of those words that sounds simple, but really covers a lot of ground. So, what do you mean by it here?
Well, let's start at the beginning. As we know, our brains are essentially pre-programmed to meet certain basic needs. Some of these are physical, like shelter, food, and safety. But many are emotional, like the need to feel secure, to give and receive attention, to have loving relationships, to belong to a community, to have meaning and purpose.
And when those needs aren't met?
Well, that's where it gets important. If we've grown up feeling nurtured and safe, we tend to find healthy ways to meet those needs. But if we've experienced neglect or find ourselves in difficult circumstances as adults, we can reach for things that offer immediate relief but cause harm in the long run. Alcohol, food, compulsive behaviours. They temporarily fill the gap, but they deepen the problem.
And then comes the self-blame on top of everything else.
Well, that's right. Which makes it even harder to reach for inner strength or ask for support. So the starting point is connecting to ourselves, understanding the resources we actually have, inside and outside, so we can begin meeting our needs in healthier ways.
So, what does connecting to ourselves look like in practice?
Well, it means getting in touch with who we really are beneath all the roles we play. Our values, our personal strengths, what the field of positive psychology might call our signature strengths. Research shows that identifying and actively using those strengths creates positive emotions, improves well-being, and makes life feel more authentic and worthwhile.
And there's something there about the difference between pleasure and something more lasting, isn't there?
Yes, eating an ice cream on a hot day is a pleasure, but helping someone in genuine need gives a deeper, long-lasting sense of satisfaction. These interior resources, our values, our strengths, are enduring, and they grow stronger with practice. We'll get the opportunity to explore these in the meditation at the end of this audiocast.
And how do we access them? Because sometimes they feel buried.
Well, creative activities are a wonderful route into all this. Poetry, art, gardening, making music, anything that draws us away from the noise of daily life and the chatter in our minds. In that quiet, creative space, something more essential emerges. Our unique self, beyond analysis or performance.
I love that. And there's a kind of outward movement from there too, isn't there? Once you've touched something real in yourself, you start to feel connected to something bigger.
You really do, whether that's a community, a natural world, or something more spiritual, a sense of universal energy or a divine source. Meditation and prayer are both ways of making this deeper connection, and we'll explore that further in our next audio cast on discovering inner peace and wholeness.
Before we get to connecting outward, can we talk about play? Because it caught my attention in a different way.
Yeah, it's easy to overlook, isn't it? But play is actually a serious route to connection with ourselves and with others. You just watch children play. They're entirely in the moment. No self-consciousness, no performing, and they laugh a lot.
Yes, Jan, and you've talked to me about the joy you have of playing with your grandson and joining him wherever and whatever he wants to do. I know you find that playing and creating with him, taking his lead, helps you release your own anxieties. You've really given yourself permission to play.
Yeah, and that's the key phrase, give myself permission to play. We spend so much energy and time maintaining our roles and meeting the expectations of others. Play is where we set all that down, and laughter, genuinely, physiologically, is so healing. It creates relief when things feel too much to bear.
And so moving on, connecting to others, this is where it gets both easier and harder, depending on your situation.
It does. Belonging to a community, whether that's family, a neighbourhood, or a group built around shared interests, gives us a safety net of mutual support. But reaching out is difficult, especially for people who've spent their lives caring for others rather than asking for care.
Oh, I really relate to that, which is, why for me, and I guess for a lot of others, this self-compassion is so important. And we talked about it in the Loving Myself audio cast. It's such a foundation stone. You can't really receive support if you don't believe you deserve it.
Exactly. And there's something else worth saying. Even when we feel unable to help others, giving a little of ourselves in service can actually turn things around. It's counterintuitive, but the COVID story in the chapter of our book captures it perfectly.
Oh, do you mean the one about the woman who found that when she was self-isolating, that she became more withdrawn, she started overeating, and then she decided to join a neighborhood social media group, and that connected her with people, and eventually she found herself contributing to a sewing project for healthcare workers. And that really turned her whole situation around.
Yes, and as she says, she felt purposeful again, connected, able to contribute. That tiny outward movement changes everything. It's a reminder that fear can make us contract, but moving towards others, even in those small ways, is often what begins to expand and restore us.
And of course, there's nature, which is really topical these days, and that feels like the quietest form of connection, but also maybe the most reliable.
The natural world has its own deep resilience. It cycles through the seasons without fail, offering different gifts at every stage. Being in nature, walking, listening, breathing, feeling the ground, is restorative in ways that are well evidenced. And if you can't get outside, relaxing into a beautiful scene in nature. Using the track from our second audio cast on creating inner safety can help to connect with something of that quality.
So, connecting to ourselves, to others, to the natural world, they're not separate things, are they? They're all part of the same movement.
They really are. As we understand that we're all connected and interdependent, our own strength and compassion naturally start to extend outward. Each connection deepens the others.
And I suppose that's where we could begin this practice that we're going to do, these interior resources, our strength and compassions, our values, they are enduring and they grow stronger with practice.
That's true. So let's settle in. Into now a meditation on connecting with your inner values.
Experiencing personal values. Sit comfortably on your seat. Allow your body to relax. Let your feet rest on the floor and your hands rest on your lap. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Gently focus your awareness on your body and breathing. Take a deep breath. Let go of any tension as you breathe out. Repeat this. Then allow your breathing to settle into its own rhythm. Gently in and gently out. As you focus on yourself, begin to feel more relaxed. Your thoughts slow down. They become calm. In your mind, allow an image or feeling of your deepest inner values to arise. Focus on one value. Does an image, color, sound, or phrase come to mind associated with that value? Take time to really experience it. What is it like to be that value? Choose another value. Experience it as deeply as you can. Does an image, color, sound, or phrase come to mind associated with that value? What is it like to be that value? In your own time, move to a third value. Get a sense of what it is like to be that value. Now remember the three values. Experiencing each in turn. Then gradually become more aware of your body, sitting on a chair in this room. Feel your feet on the ground. Begin to wiggle your toes and fingers. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Have a stretch and shake so you feel fully aware.
You'll find more detail about the tool connecting with ideas for practice, rescue remedies, audio recordings and positive affirmations in our book, Stillness in the Storm, Seven Tools for Coping with Fear and Uncertainty. It's published by the Janke Foundation and available in paperback, audiobook, and ebook formats.
And in the next episode, we're going to talk about discovering inner peace and wholeness, showing how through the practices of meditation and stillness, you can dissolve negative core beliefs and bring lasting peace. We look forward to you joining us.
And before we go, I'd like to share this simple positive affirmation on the theme of connection. Reaching out for help deepens my connection with others.
Goodbye. Goodbye.